Reject fake education. There's only one kind of education, and that is integrated education. And that means that everything you learn is strongly connected. There are no grades here. You get paid for achievement, and you graduate the moment you build your first successful company. The way you learn math, for example, is by starting out with computer programming, which is much easier. In the world of programming, all the math is done for you until you are ready to create something generated by a computer. This could be a series of generative artworks or even generative products that can be sold online. Eventually, you will get either stuck or become seriously interested in real math to accomplish something that you need that personally matters to you. And what will come next is not learning math, but it's complete self-driven mastery, because you will need it. From here, you may take to CNC milling machines, 3D printers, water jet or laser cutters, or building your own 3D printers, cutting them out with CNC machines and printing some components with the 3D printers that you do have. An integrated education is a single road that you are passionate about, and each new stretch of the road emerges from the entire distance that you have traveled thus far. It is an education that is important to you, that is absolutely your own achievement. You learn at your own pace, and you learn in a sequence that you set, a sequence that fits your existing knowledge and where you stand today, and respectful of where you are headed next. You will not be graded, you will not have a grade point average, but there will be investors interested in good ideas and minds that are deeply passionate about them. Investors are people that give you free money, thousands of dollars, with a promise of more if you show good ideas and good progress. In the end, they may own 10% of your company and certainly will be interested in its success as much as you are. They will only make money when you make money. They are there to help you so that they can help themselves. And eventually, you will become an investor in some of the newer companies. Most of them will be graduates of the schools you joined, and they are there to mentor you. They are there to help you grow. This second part of this text tries to explain how and why you are being tricked. But you should consider this part as being mostly wrong, and use your own best judgment to figure out what is actually going on in your own school. Above all, stop pretending that you are getting a real education. All those disconnected facts never do come together. Teachers are poor, and they need to keep their job with as little effort as possible. If you try to corner them, they're gonna freak out. So try to find an alternative education on your own. They can't do anything but follow the rules, and the higher you go, the more abstract the schooling and organized education becomes. Your school and all the people involved in your education are there to get paid. They can't afford to care about real and integrated education. They are just following rules. They are just acting to get paid. They are not fully aware that they are selling you out for a small paycheck. But if they knew this, they would try not to think about it too much. If any of your teachers tried to teach you for real, you would not pass the state requirements. The school would lose accreditation or funding. it would cease to exist. Everyone would get transferred, maybe fired. They need to trick you into thinking that you will get some kind of an education, that all those disconnected facts will eventually come together somehow, because they need to put food on their table. It will not come together, however. Everything you are learning will remain disconnected. The kids that do get the subjects are getting support, tutors, correct explanations from their parents, from their siblings perhaps, and are genuinely curious about the subject that they are good at. Teachers in other classes are giving them higher grades. Teachers will not give a 4.0 student a bad grade. The student would return to repeat that class, the parents would get angry, but mostly it would make the teacher look bad. Nobody wants to ruin a 4.0 GPA. Those students are not smarter than you. It is just that the school needs them to have that 4.0 to look good. Some students do force themselves into memorization and some small measure of comprehension, but their high grades, as hard as it was to get them, are still not real because the education is not real. They do not represent the understanding of chemistry, physics, and biology, just how to reliably pass the classes. They have been tricked, just like you have been tricked. And the motive behind this fraud is everyone getting paid. The lunch lady, the cleaning staff, the teachers, and everyone getting paid. There is this old apocryphal story where a bank robber was asked why he robs banks. His answer: because that's where the money is. Without a real education, you will not be able to get a decent job, a job that is real. Or you will be pushed into lying and pretending, just like the teachers are doing right now. It is a repeating cycle, a self-replicating system, and it goes unnoticed because very few people get a taste for real education. Sometimes people who are getting a real education will be told that it is not real because it is not balanced. Be careful and focus on paying attention to real results. The 4.0 GPA students don't want anybody to know their grades are inauthentic because they want to keep getting straight A's with as much ease as possible to get the hell out of there, and they don't mind the inauthentic praise either. You need to learn how to create your own products, how to get investors, and how to successfully run the business. One big reason why the teachers aren't teaching you for real is because real education is a lot harder than a fake education. And it may not even be possible in an organized education setting that's always starved for funding. Aside from selling you out, they want to sell you out in a manner that is as easy as possible. Even if they owned up to it, there is nothing they can do to help all the students in your school with real education. Aside from everyone losing their job, there would be too many questions that they would mostly be too unqualified to answer. Does your teacher know how to assemble and configure a 3D printer? Probably not. Which brings us to the closing part of this text. You have to become a real teacher. What you learn is what you are going to teach. You must begin keeping notes for those that will be seeking help on the same subjects. One of your first companies will be a small, somewhat automated school, and it will double as an investor hub. The investors will give you money for connecting them with the graduates of your school. fake education will end just as soon as people will begin noticing real results from real schools, like the one that you are going to build. Parents who are once prepared to put some money towards college will much rather spend that money on classes that provide real results and an outstanding portfolio for their children. Finally, I will leave you with an example of such a little school. Let us assume that you are curious about 3D printing, though this applies to any stepping stone, like dance, music, photorealistic drawing, any stepping stone that helps people out of poverty. So first, you begin learning FreeCAD and Blender and get an Ender printer. As you learn, you create a curriculum with lovely milestones for others to follow, while being mindful that they will require a powerful and authentic entry in their portfolio, perhaps one that includes videos, sketches, and maybe a real newspaper article about graduating from your class. And then you take in some number of students and begin teaching them how to get to the point where they are able to print things that are useful to them. You get them to buy an Ender that then they can take home. You help them assemble it and fine-tune it, and teach them how to set up and use all the software. They will want to get to the end. They will want to print things, build things. They will want to learn. And then you can expand your school to teach related subjects, and your students and graduates will help to advertise your classes. Unlike fake schools, your graduates will walk out with the ability to create real products or artworks. From a more general perspective, people will be learning what they need, what they are ready for. They will be progressing on their own path of real self-education, one that will bring them real results. Please, please, stop pretending that you are actually learning in school. Stop memorizing disconnected facts. Start learning for yourself in a sequence that makes sense to you. Help the other students understand. Set them free to a bright future that they are in control of. And help the lost kids in the back that aren't getting good grades. Help them understand that school they know now put them there because it is all just a show to sell them out for paychecks. Tell them that they too were geniuses all along, and that their genius and creativity will know no bounds once they take to self-education.